Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At one of the most famous restaurants in the world, there's a table in the corner where the most incredible conversations on the planet are happening every week, with owner Ruthie Rogers and amazing guests like Martha Stewart.
But I did have an affair with one of his best friends.
Jimmy Fallon.
Do you want a zip line over your dad while he gets attacked by alligators?
And Paul McCartney.
John and I hitchhiked to Paris.
We've saved you a seat. Ruthie's Table 4. Listen to Ruthie's Table 4 on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. We humans have done pretty well for ourselves, evolutionarily speaking, with our winning combo of dexterity, intellect, endurance, and a scrappy can-do attitude. But although humans are physiologically tricked out in a lot of ways, other animals have evolved capabilities that we don't have, sniffing out water sources, for example. That ability seems like it would have been of great evolutionary advantage to us, considering that, relative to most other animals, humans have exceptionally high water intake requirements. So, if dogs, elephants, and vultures seem to be able to smell water, why can't we? Before we get too far down this rabbit hole, let's be clear about two things. First, science has always characterized the human olfactory sense as being just so-so. Though recent research suggests that we might be able to differentiate between around a trillion different odors, modern humans don't interface with the world through our schnozzes as much as some other animals do. Also, water is odorless. This chemical element is a total non-negotiable requirement for almost every organism on Earth, but it's just a couple of hydrogen atoms stuck with covalent bonds onto an oxygen atom. There's nothing smelly going on there. So, it seems that American environmentalist Edward Abbey was onto something when he wrote in his memoir Desert Solitaire, A Season in the Wilderness, in 1968, quote, "Long enough in the desert, a man, like other animals, can learn to smell water, and can learn at least the smell of things associated with water. The unique and heartening odor of the cottonwood tree, for example, which in the canyonlands is the tree of life." Because although plain H2O has no scent, chemically pure water also basically never occurs in nature. You've got to make that stuff in a lab. So when other animals sniff out a water source, it isn't the water itself they're smelling. It might be a water-loving cottonwood tree, or other stuff in or around or otherwise associated with the presence of fresh water, chemicals, bacteria, algae, plant matter, or minerals. For the article this episode is based on, How Stuff Works spoke with Dr. Kara Hoover, an anthropology professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Dr. Hoover specializes in the evolution of human smell. She said, humans, like all terrestrial animals, smell volatile or airborne compounds. Our class 1 olfactory receptor genes that detect waterborne odors are switched off. So we can smell water via other compounds in it that get released into the air through a variety of physical processes. According to Hoover, people have evolved to take pretty detailed visual and auditory inventories of their surroundings. And though our olfactory assessments aren't often as thorough as those of some other animals, we are perfectly capable of detecting a nearby swimming pool when we smell chlorine, and we can pick up on the sulfuric odor of a hot spring, or that mineral-rich dead fish thing that the ocean's got going on. Like Edward Abbey said, we might be able to teach ourselves to detect water sources if we applied ourselves to learning the smells that go along with it. Another reason humans don't smell sources of water as well as other animals may be precisely because we need a lot of it. Our bodies require extravagant amounts of the stuff due to the way that we sweat. According to Hoover, walking exclusively on 2 feet came with some physiological shifts that drastically raised our water requirements. Hoover said, one major shift is our ratio of eccrine to apocrine glands. Modern humans have more eccrine glands than any other mammal. These glands release water, and to a lesser extent, sodium, from our bodies when we sweat. Shedding water through eccrine glands is less energetically costly than shedding nutrients through apocrine glands, which is why humans will always beat a horse in a long-distance race as long as there is water available. Hoover suggests that between 4 and 7 million years ago, when our ancestors became bipedal, they became tied to sources of water, meaning they couldn't afford to sniff around. They needed to know where to find reliable sources of water in their home territories or along regularly traveled routes. Hoover said, we have no way of knowing, but most likely our original home ranges included water sources that were cognitively mapped. As ranges expanded, new sources would be located. And maybe that next watering hole could be found by just following an elephant around for a while. Who needs a good nose when you've got brains? Today's episode is based on the article, Why Didn't Evolution Give Us the Ability to Smell Fresh Water? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.